or retirement council, they got to be old age. They hardly ever sick. They may each of them give them acute indigestions or something. Get him to a doctor right quick, or they give him something. And generally have a plantation doctor. But just say this, I imagine it was cancer because his people would sew legs and sew this and sew the other, but they didn't know what it was. The expert salves on it, finally he'd get well.
Yeah. What sort of salves would they use? Do you ever remember your old grandmother?
Yeah, I really can't think of the salves now. Yeah, I know, too. Because we were talking about that salve the other day. Salmon says.
Did they ever up over the top of the house? What was the salmon salve made out of? You know?
No, I sure don't.
Up over the top of the house, would they ever catch water that came off the roof?
Yeah, there a gully run downside.
Uh-huh.
A barrel at the other end of either tank. A barrel at either tank. Well, they put a gully, got a piece of tin, you bench, you know.
Yeah.
And have it nailed upside down. Well, they go to one end or the other. All the way around your house, and you go to one end. And you either had a tank there or some barrel. Well, you could swap it over out of this barrel into the other, and when that would fill up. Then they had that's a drain water. That's good salt water. They could wash in it better than they could the other.
Uh-huh.
They'd want to wash the hair, different stuff. They wouldn't have to get in that hard water.
What did they call the man who used to make barrels? You know what they call that salt?
No.
Oh, okay. But those barrels didn't have metal around them?
They did.
Metal?
They had them all. Metal ring, hooks, barrel hooks. They went around. They used to buy meat in them, a pickled pork.
Tell me about that now.
They buy that pickled pork, they put that down, they say that was brine salt they have in them.
Yep.
Pickle. Salt, the water.
Mm-hmm.
Put that pork down in there, let it stay so long, seal it up. That was called pickled pork. Mackerel fish. That's fish in brine water.
Did you ever eat any of that?
Yeah, I didn't fool it. Yeah, I saw a lot of it.
You like to fish a lot?
No, never yet. I like to hunt. Never like to fish. That's too slow a job. I hunt at a whole lot. I love to hunt. Deer, I love to night hunt. Used to.
Mr. Oliver, is there more fishing now than there was then? I mean, is there more hunting, more game?
No, since they cleared up all these woods and things. They cleared up the country so it you had to go too far off. See, now, just like I lived on Mr. Adams, he had 1,600 acres. Well, all I had to do was just go right back to the house. And went on there, and that just squirrels, coons, anything we wanted to hunt, deer, anything. But you see, Mr. cleared up the biggest portion of his, or the jury, that's his brother, he cleared up his. And all of them alongside now, they all cleared. Mr. Sevier and them, they cleared up 2,000 acres or better. Well, they just got the game all out way back. Like they call the place a single sewing machine place, got in the Chicago woods.
Yeah, Chicago Mill.
Yeah, well, they got a woods. Well, you can't go in there, hip preserve, but you can't go in there. Well, all the game go up in there. Well, them men would own that, well, they'd go in there and hunt. Would you like to plant these beans and things? Well, I'd say back on this place here, a man out of Vicksburg, Mr. He bought about 2,000 acres here. And he cleared it all up. Well, them deers know where that land at. Well, they get in these little ditches and these little skirt of wood like ours, they ain't cleared up part of it. And they get in here and hang around and then they go back and eat the main beans up.
Yeah.
They know where it's at. They done hung around here so long. So. Like I go out on the farm now, down on the Adams, he done rent it out, but I can go down to Billy Ray, rent it. I can go on the farm, I see deers on the back of it. You know.